Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Of the Spirit is love. Fruit is outcome. Right? So think about this. God designed you and created you with His divine design. So when you're full of anxiety, worry, fear, discouragement, those are all fruit of a wrong root. Those are symptoms of a root and fruit of a wrong root. Anger. You know, anger has a place. You know, we can get angry and sin not. But anger that's not under God's auspices, man, you can cause major problems in your life and others. But it's all fruit of a wrong root. So here we want to understand the fruit that comes from God. And that is joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, all those. And all those come out of the agape love of God. And see, this is where the church sometimes has not been paying attention. And this is where the church has to grow and mature, is in the love of God. We need to understand this love. And when we do, and when we begin to understand it, it's going to really, really help you. Well, I'm excited about this. We're going to stick with this word love today, agape. There is no way you can be here and this isn't going to help you today. If you're up under this roof, you're going to get some help. Think about this. Marriage was established in agape love. See that? If you're married, really the call on your marriage is to in the agape love, the love of God. Marriage is the most important relationship you'll ever have on this earth. And you single people, pay attention. I'm just not talking to married people. You single people, your most important relationship is your relationship with God. You see that? And that still doesn't change with when you get married, but now your earthly most important relationship is with your spouse. You see that? It's your spouse. Why is that? Because God has designed marriage to be the picture of Christ and the church, to show the world what Christ looks like and the picture of the church. Am I making sense? And so when we're not doing that, we're outside of the will of God in our marriage. See, marriage is a covenant. But the world operates under a contract. You see, when you're in covenantal love, you're in the agape love. But when you're not in covenantal love, you step out of that, and now you're in contractional love. And that's arguing, and that can be trying to defend yourself and your rights and all these different things in your marriage. Did you get that? But when you're in covenantal love, there's a protection and a maturing and a growth that will help the person you're in relationship and build them up and assist them in becoming all that God entrusted you with to help them with. Through submission. Wait a minute. Go with me to Proverbs 4:7 real quick. We've been talking about understanding on Wednesday nights, and this whole idea of growing in understanding. So that's what we're doing. We're going to grow into our understanding in this area. Now look, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. So what's he saying? Get understanding about this wisdom. You see this? He says wisdom is the principal thing. This wisdom is the love of God. The agape love. You see that? This wisdom is God's agape love. And the more you get it, the more you can serve it. You catching this? He says it's the principal thing. There's principles that help you carry out this wisdom and his purpose. Am I making sense? See, that scripture that Lindsay read, it says that in 2 Peter 1:9, that he called us and saved us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose. According to his purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now has been revealed, uncovered, but now has been revealed to us by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death. Abolished death. The word death means separation. He's abolished everything that separates you from the love of God. He took it away. He removed it so you can have life. Abolished death and brought life, light, and immortality to light through the gospel. The good news. Too good to be true news. His purpose is what he's up to. And that's what you and I should be up to. We want to do his purpose and fulfill his purpose. Making sense? Here's what the church is supposed to do. He says, Ephesians 3, and I'm preaching a little bit, so you got it. This is why we're here, right? Ephesians 3:8, he says, Paul says this to the church of Ephesus, to me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace has been given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery. What's the fellowship of the mystery? The fellowship is your relationship with God. The mystery is his will. The mystery is, the word mystery means truth revealed. So when I'm in a fellowship with God, I'm getting the truth revealed to me. He says in Psalms 51, verse 5 and 6, he says, God desires truth in our most inward parts, and he will make you to know wisdom. Wisdom. That wisdom is what you need to become you and everything he created you to be. And the fellowship of the mystery, to the intent that now the manifold wisdoms of God will be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places, according to his eternal purpose, which he established in Christ Jesus. You see, it's all about his purpose, not your purpose. So we have to understand that God is up to something, and we want to tap into his purpose. Am I making sense? Now go with me to Genesis 2:24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked. They weren't afraid. There's no fear back then because they were still in his agape love and under his covenantal love and his will and his plan in the garden. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Remember, there was no shame. Proverbs 11:2 says, by shame, by pride, only comes shame. So there was no pride in the beginning. Pride is the enemy. Insecurity is the enemy of what God is calling you to. Pride is independence. That's why some people wrestle with being in part of a church, because it takes yielding to your independence. Some people like to be independent. I can do this on my own. You cannot develop the love of God on your own. And you cannot have the grace of God on your life by yourself. You need God's church and his people to help the development in you so you can fulfill his calling on your life. That's why we need the church. So now look, God's established marriage, and it is the most important relationship you can be involved in on this planet, and the most consequential. You're single. Your most important relationship is your relationship with God. The most important relationship is your relationship with God. You know, I told some young girls, they were sitting back there in the row back there last service, and I walked over there and I looked at them. I said, don't you allow a man to touch you in an inappropriate way until you have a ring on your finger and a license to be married to that man. I said, if you'll do that and stay in love with Jesus until that comes, God is going to bless you and blow your mind. Are you listening to me? Because when you step out of that, you step into an adulterous affair. He says in Proverbs 6:32, he who commits adultery destroys his own soul. You're destroying your own soul. But now think about this. That's why we got to understand some things. Is this making sense? So your relationship with your spouse is going to be it. Why is that? Because your marriage is a picture to the world of what Christ and the church is. And so that's why the devil works so hard to distort that marriage, to tear it down, so it doesn't have a healthy picture. So nobody wants to be married. I'll just live together, or I'll just do this and do this. I don't have to get married. Because it's not working for anybody. Over 50% of marriages are ended up in divorce. And I read, you know, I always tell you I read American Psychological Association. I read that. It's important. Because it's a good understanding of what's going on. People are reporting they feel disrespected in their marriage. They feel unappreciated. They don't feel valued. It's because the agape love is not in place. You see that? Because when that is in place, they're going to feel valued. They're going to feel respected. They're going to feel honored. And they're going to have joy. It's unspeakable. Fruit of the fear, joy, we're going to be talking about. That only comes from the agape love of God. Okay. So, Hosea, the book of Hosea, the prophet Hosea. Hosea means salvation. He is a picture of Christ and the people. Okay? God's relationship with the people. And this is what God commissioned Hosea to. Had Hosea marry Gomer. She was a harlot. But she was committing adultery on her husband. And he caught him doing it. God says, gotta keep loving. Making sense? The word Hosea means salvation. The word salvation is delivered, made whole, secure, rescued. So now he had a threefold ministry, Hosea. First thing was, God hates and abhors sin. The second was, judgment is certain. The third was, God's loyal love stands forever. Agape love will stand forever. Remember, loyalty can only be demonstrated when it's given the opportunity not to. God has passed every test. That's why you can trust him. Amen? So he's looking for people be loyal in their love towards him. The eyes of the Lord search to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are loyal towards him. But your marriage, the most important thing you can do for your children is not set them up to go to college. It's not to buy them a new house. It's not to buy them a new car. It's not to give them everything they want. The most important thing you can do for your children is to love your wife and to love your husband and to communicate that. When your marriage is communicating that, you're giving your children the greatest gift you can ever give them. You catching this? That's why when I was 6 years old, peeking in the kitchen at my grandparents in Virginia, you know, my grandpa came out of the kitchen into the out of his bedroom into the kitchen. It was 5:30 in the morning. And they didn't know I was watching. My grandmother was making biscuits on a wood-burning stove. And he comes up and he pinches her in the behind. And she turns around. She goes, ooh. Then she puts her arms around him. And they just embraced and loved each other. I was a little kid. I've never forgotten it. I thought about it yesterday. I thought about it today. Because it was anointed. It was agape love. Giving me a picture of what I longed for. I've longed for that ever since I've seen it. That's what happens. God wants us to live that way every day. Every day he wants you to live like that in his love. So you can be the expression of Christ. You see this? Let's look at this. The major contributor in your life is the one living under your roof that you're in relationship with. Marriage, your partner. They're contributing more in your life than anything or anyone else. Now listen, my relationship with Christ, the King, is where I am connected to his love that will empower and assist me to walk in lovability. I read a book by John Townsend called Lovability. It's about the power. That's power. God's love has power. It gives you the ability to love people who are being disrespectful. Who are people who are being persecuting you, people who are accusing, you can still love them. And what happens is that love protects you. It keeps you under God's covenant. You see that? And it protects you. And Jude 1:21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep means guard, shield, and protect yourself in the love of God. Now, this love is wisdom, right? We've been talking about that. So, Jesus died for my sins, and he's my Savior, but he's my Lord, and that takes place through principles. Principles. Promises. When I accept Christ, I'm going to heaven. But I need to know how to live today successfully, right? And God has given me this agape love and his word to do that, okay? God's vision for marriage is oneness. Remember, and the two shall become one. That's God's vision for marriage. One plus one equals one. One times one equals one. God's math equations are different than ours. Oneness. You see, two broken people don't make a whole. That's why when you get married, it might be wise to see if they've got some healing going on. Because if you marry somebody who's broken and you've been experienced healing, you're going to marry something that, you know, sometimes people will put on their best behavior and present themselves in a way, and you fall in love and your feelings are for what has been presented to you, and then you get them up under your roof, and now there's a revelation. There's a revelation of what you didn't see was presented to you. I'm not going to belabor that. Does that make sense? But you need to have some discernment. Our discernment should always be processed through this love of God. Am I making sense? God uses marriage as a picture of his relationship with his people. In the Old Testament, it was Hosea. In Ephesians 5, it's the husband and wife. The church is the bride, and Christ is the groom. Go with me to 2 Timothy 3:4. Now, Paul is speaking to Timothy. Timothy's pastoring this church. And this is really speaking to you and me. This is the church. The Bible's written to the church. Jesus is building his church that what? The gates of hell will not prevail against. And that's in the love of God. His kingdom is established in the love of God. The Bible says you've been delivered and from the powers of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. When you're in the agape love of God, now his kingdom is advancing in you and in the, around the people that matter the most to you. Pay attention. This is good. So he's talking about perilous times here in chapter 3. Traitors, headstrong. We're in perilous times right now. This is the times we're in right now. Haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. See that? This is where one of the problems are. This is where the problem exists in marriage. Remember God's purpose. He called us and saved us according to his purpose. Remember? It was according to his purpose that we are to be out sharing the manifold wisdoms of God. So, choosing your pleasure over God's purpose causes you to miss his will or his plan for what he's established in you. Did you catch that? That's the problem. We choose pleasure over and above God's purpose. So when pleasure and not God's purpose is the priority, pleasure becomes first. What happens, you are willingly violating the principle of God's wisdom that God has established to help you carry out his purpose. Did you catch that? You are willingly, because you're putting your pleasure before purpose. The fastest way to your pleasure is for you to pursue his purpose. I got to say that again. The fastest way to your pleasure, your fulfillment, is to pursue his purpose. When you're in his purpose, there's fulfillment. You see that? There's fulfillment and pleasure. And you know where that takes place? Submission. Ooh. Oh, my. Your pleasure and fulfillment is tethered to his purpose. Your pleasure and fulfillment is tethered to his purpose. 1 John 3:8 says that Jesus came and his purpose was that he might destroy the works of the devil. You see, when you're in the faith, you're destroying the works of the devil. Faith works through agape love. Galatians 5:6. When you're in the faith, you see, when you're not in the faith, you're doing your own thing. You can't destroy the works of the devil in your own deal. See that? He'll be destroying you and really what matters most to you, because you're ignorant of his will and his way, and you're not investing in his will and his way. And you're not, in all you're getting understanding of his wisdom. Because look, did I tell you, in 1 Corinthians 2, he says, but we speak the wisdom of God, 1 Corinthians 2:7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for your glory. Whose glory? Your glory and my glory. What's the word glory mean? What God originated and intended. So what God originated and intended your life to be, it's in that wisdom. So when I get that wisdom, I'm becoming what God originated and intended me to be. And now I'm fulfilled and I have pleasure because I'm being who I'm supposed to be. Are you catching this? But when you be you, man, that's security. Now look, intentional investing and effort and work is what it takes to improve your relationship in your marriage and your relationship with God. The status and state of your relationship in your marriage is simply a return on your investment. Did you get that? The status and state of your marriage is a return on your investment, how you've been investing. Let me put that to you in biblical terms. What you sow, you will reap. You see this? That's why he says, improvement always takes effort and work. You can't improve anything without effort and without work. Nothing will improve without some effort and some work. Nothing. Improvement won't happen without work and effort. You have to be willing to pay the price. Sacrifice. Ooh. But now look here. It says in 2 Peter chapter 1, coming to him as to a living stone, you also are living stones, being built up a spiritual house, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. God chose you. He says you're precious. To offer up spiritual sacrifices. You're being built up a house. See, all of us as people, we're built up a house, a family. The word house means family. This is the family of God, the church. We're being built up, but we have to offer up sacrifices for that to be built. Sacrifice is something I don't want to give up. He says in Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, be imitators of God. Offer up sacrifices, and it will be a sweet-smelling aroma. When you sacrifice, you give up your way and how you think it's supposed to be done and what you want to do, you start offering up an aroma, an anointing that destroys yokes and burdens on other people. And that aroma comes from the myrrh. Myrrh was one of the ingredients of the anointing. Myrrh is what they put on dead people to make them smell better. What's that saying? When you die to yourself, you start smelling good. You have a power on your life. But you see, when you don't want to die to yourself and you're trying to do it your way, you'll be stinking. I want to smell good, don't you? That's why he says, thanks be to God who always leads us into triumph and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. When he's leading you, you have an aroma. You have a power on your life. Nothing compares to you in this world. Only from God. Now listen to me. Nothing can be improved without effort. Faith works through love. God is our creator. And you say amen. Now, he is our creator. He's the creator of the human race. He's the creator of the human race. So listen to me. He's given us the Bible, his word, on how we are to treat each other. Amen? And now listen to me. And we are all his divine design. Want to make it sense? So he knows when you violate his divine design, you are not going to get out or from the person, the treasure that he put in them for you. Did you get that? Let me say that again. God knows that when you violate his principles, his divine design, you are not going to get out of or from that person you are connected to, the treasure put in them for you. Did you get that? That only God can give to you. Are you with me? Nobody else can get it. But you have to understand and do his will to get it out of you in your marriage.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.